Listen to God's Word for April 28th. Today's reading includes 1 Chronicles 3 through 5 and Psalm 73. May God bless this reading of His Word. 1 Chronicles 3. These were the sons of David who were born to him in Hebron. The firstborn was Amnon by Ahinoam of Jezreel. The second was Daniel by Abigail of Carmel. The third was Absalom, the son of Maacah, daughter of King Talmai of Geshur. The fourth was Adonijah, the son of Haggith. The fifth was Shephatiah by Abital. And the sixth was Ithream by his wife Eglah. These six sons were born to David in Hebron, where he reigned 7 years and 6 months. And David reigned in Jerusalem 33 years. And these sons were born to him in Jerusalem: Shimeah, Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon. These four were born to him by Bathsheba, daughter of Amiel. David's other sons were Ibhar, Elishua, Eliphelet, Nogah, Nepheg, Japhiah, Elishama, Eliada, and Eliphelet, 9 in all. These were all the sons of David besides the sons by his concubines, and Tamar was their sister. Solomon's son was Rehoboam. Abijah was his son, Asa his son, Jehoshaphat his son, Joram his son, Ahaziah his son, Joash his son, Amaziah his son, Azariah his son, Jotham his son, Ahaz his son, Hezekiah his son, Manasseh his son, Amon his son, and Josiah his son. The sons of Josiah: Johanan was the firstborn, Jehoiakim the second, Zedekiah the third, and Shallum the fourth. The successors of Jehoiakim: Jeconiah his son, and Zedekiah. The descendants of Jeconiah the captive: Shealtiel his son, Malchiram, Padiah, Shenazer, Jechamiah, Hashema, and Nedabiah. The sons of Padiah: Zerubbabel and Shimei. The children of Zerubbabel: Meshullam and Hananiah, their sister Shalomith, and 5 others: Hashuba, Ohel, Berechiah, Hasadiah, and Jushab he said. The descendants of Hananiah: Pelatiah, Cheshiah, and the sons of Rephaiah, of Arnan, of Obadiah, and of Shechaniah. The 6 descendants of Shechaniah were Shemaiah and his sons: Hattush, Igal, Bariah, Neariah, and Shaphat. The sons of Neariah: Elionai, Hizkiah, and Azrikam, 3 in all. The sons of Elionai: Hodaviah, Eliashib, Peleah, Akab, Johanan, Deleah, and Anani, 7 in all. 1 Chronicles 4. The descendants of Judah: Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Reiah, son of Shobal, was the father of Jahath, and Jahath was the father of Ahumai and Lahad. These were the clans of the Zorathites. These were the sons of Etam: Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. And their sister was named Hazalel Poni. Penuel was the father of Gedor, and Ezer was the father of Husha. These were the descendants of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, and the father of Bethlehem. Asher, the father of Tekoa, had 2 wives, Helah and Naarah. Naarah bore to him Ahuzam, Hefer, Temani, and Heahashtari. These were the descendants of Naarah. The sons of Helah were Zereth, Zohar, Ethnan, and Kaz, who was the father of Anub and Zobiba, and of the clans of Aharhel, son of Haram. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." And Jabez called out to the God of Israel, "If only you would bless me and enlarge my territory. May your hand be with me, and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain. And God granted the request of Jabez. Caleb, the brother of Shuhah, was the father of Mehir, who was the father of Eshton. Eshton was the father of Bethrepha, of Pasea, and of Tehinna, the father of Ur-Nahash. These were the men of Rekah. The sons of Kenaz, Othniel, and Sariah. The sons of Othniel, Hathath, and Meonathai. Meonathai was the father of Ophrah, and Sariah was the father of Joab, the father of those living in Giharashim, which was given this name because its people were craftsmen. The sons of Caleb, son of Jephunneh, Iru, Elah, and Naam. The son of Elah, Kenaz. The sons of Jehalalel, Ziph, Zipha, Turiah, and Asarel. The sons of Ezra, Jether, Mered, Epher, and Jalon. And Mered's wife, Bithiah, gave birth to Miriam, Shammai, and Ishba, the father of Eshtemoah. These were the children of Pharaoh's daughter, Bithiah. Mered also took a Judean wife, who gave birth to Jered, the father of Gedor, Heber, the father of Soko, and Jekuthiel, the father of Zanoah. The sons of Hodiah's wife, the sister of Naham, were the fathers of Keilah, the Garmite, and of Eshtemoah, the Maacathite. The sons of Shimon, Amnon, Rinna, Ben-Hanan, and Tilon. The descendants of Ishi, Zoheth, and Ben-Zoheth. The sons of Shelah, son of Judah, the father of Lekah, Leada, the father of Marisha, and the clans of the linen workers at Beth-Ashbea. Jochim, the men of Kozeba, and Joash and Saraph, who ruled in Moab and Jeshubai Lehem. These names are from ancient records. These were the potters who lived at Netaim and Gedera. They lived there in the service of the king. The descendants of Simeon, Nemuel, Jamin, Jarib, Zerah, and Shaul. The sons of Shaul, Shalom, Mibsam, and Mishma. The sons of Mishma, Hamuel, Zachar, and Shimei. Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers did not have many children, so their whole clan did not become as numerous as the sons of Judah. They lived in Beersheba, Moleda, Hazar Shuel, Bilhah, Ezem, Tolad, Bethuel, Horma, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazar Susim, Beth Birai, and Shearim. These were their cities until the reign of David. And their villages were Etam, Ain, Rimmon, Token, and Ashan, 5 towns, and all their surrounding villages as far as Baal. These were their settlements, and they kept a genealogical record. Meshobab, Jamlek, Joshah, son of Amaziah, Joel, Jehu, son of Joshabiah, son of Saraiah, son of Asiel, Elioenai, Jehacoba, Jeshohiah, Azaiah, Adiel, Jesimiel, Benaiah, and Ziza, son of Shiphai, son of Alon, son of Jediah, son of Shimrai, son of Shemaiah. These men listed by name were the leaders of their clans. Their families increased greatly, and they journeyed to the entrance of Gedor, to the east side of the valley, in search of pasture for their flocks. There they found rich, good pasture, and the land was spacious, peaceful, and quiet, for some Hamites had lived there formerly. These who were noted by name came in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah. They attacked the Hamites and Meunites there in their dwellings, devoting them to destruction even to this day. Then they settled in their place, because there was pasture for their flocks. And 500 of these Simeonites, led by Pelatiah, Neariah, Raphiah, and Uzziel, the sons of Ishi, went to Mount Seir and struck down the remnant of the Amalekites who had escaped. And they have lived there to this day. 1 Chronicles 5. These were the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel. Though he was the firstborn, his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph, son of Israel, because Reuben defiled his father's bed. So he is not reckoned according to birthright. And though Judah prevailed over his brothers, and a ruler came from him, the birthright belonged to Joseph. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel: Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. The descendants of Joel: Shemaiah, his son, Gog, his son, Shimei, his son, Micah, his son, Reiah, his son, Baal, his son, and Beera, his son, whom Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, carried into exile. Beera was a leader of the Reubenites. His relatives by their clans are recorded in their genealogy: Jeiel, the chief, Zechariah, and Bela, son of Azaz, the son of Shema, the son of Joel. They settled in Aroer, and as far as Nebo and Baal-Meon. They also settled in the east, as far as the edge of the desert that extends to the Euphrates River, because their livestock had increased in the land of Gilead. During the days of Saul, they waged war against the Hagrites, who were defeated at their hands, and they occupied the homes of the Hagrites throughout the region east of Gilead. The descendants of Gad lived next to the Reubenites in the land of Bashan, as far as Salica. Joel was the chief, Shapham the second, then Jaanai and Shaphat, who lived in Bashan. Their kinsmen by families were Michael, Meshulam, Sheba, Jorai, Jachin, Zaya, and Eber, seven in all. These were the sons of Abihail, son of Huri, the son of Jeroah, the son of Gilead, the son of Michael, the son of Jeshishai, the son of Jado, the son of Buz. Ahi, son of Abdiel, the son of Cunai, was head of their family. They lived in Gilead, in Bashan and its towns, and throughout the pasture lands of Sharon. All of them were reckoned in the genealogies during the reigns of Jotham, king of Judah, and Jeroboam, king of Israel. The Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh had 44,760 warriors, valiant men who carried the shield and sword, drew the bow, and were trained for battle. They waged war against the Hagrites, as well as Jeter, Naphish, and Nodab. And because they cried out to God in battle, they were helped against their enemies, and the Hagrites and all their allies were delivered into their hands. Because they put their trust in God, He answered their prayers. They seized the livestock of the Hagrites, 50,000 camels, 250,000 sheep, and 2,000 donkeys. They also took 100,000 captives, and many others fell slain, because the battle belonged to God. And they occupied the land until the exile. Now the people of the half-tribe of Manasseh were numerous. They settled in the land from Bashan to Baal Hermon, that is, Senir, also known as Mount Hermon. These were the heads of their families: Epher, Ishi, Eliel, Azriel, Jeremiah, Hodaviah, and Jadiel. They were mighty men of valor, famous men, and heads of their families. But they were unfaithful to the God of their fathers, and they prostituted themselves with the gods of the peoples of the land, whom God had destroyed before them. So the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul, king of Assyria, that is, Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, to take the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh into exile. And he brought them to Hala, Habor, Hara, and the river of Gozan, where they remain to this day. Psalm 73, a psalm of Asaph. Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled, my steps had nearly slipped. For I envied the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. They have no struggle in their death, their bodies are well fed. They are free of the burdens others carry. They are not afflicted like other men. Therefore, pride is their necklace, A garment of violence covers them. From their prosperity proceeds iniquity. The imaginations of their hearts run wild. They mock and speak with malice. With arrogance they threaten oppression. They set their mouths against the heavens, and their tongues strut across the earth. So their people return to this place and drink up waters in abundance. The wicked say, "How can God know? Does the Most High have knowledge?" Behold, these are the wicked, always carefree as they increase their wealth. Surely in vain I have kept my heart pure. In innocence I have washed my hands. For I am afflicted all day long and punished every morning. If I had said, "I will speak this way," then I would have betrayed your children. When I tried to understand all this, it was troublesome in my sight, until I entered God's sanctuary. Then I discerned their end. Surely you set them on slick ground. You cast them down into ruin. How suddenly they are laid waste, completely swept away by terrors. Like one waking from a dream, so you, O Lord, awaken and despise their form. When my heart was grieved and I was pierced within, I was senseless and ignorant. I was a brute beast before you. Yet I am always with you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and later receive me in glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And on earth I desire no one besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Those far from you will surely perish. You destroy all who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, it is good to draw near to God. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may proclaim all your works. Thanks for listening, and join us tomorrow as we listen to God's Word. Questions or comments? Email us at info@listentogodsword.org.